I'm not going to walk into a room and be blonde anymore.
Don't you feel like sex is so much better over 40?
Yeah, it is.
I bet you used to be hot.
He knows you used to be hot. He still loves you anyway.
The DivaCast, number 4, 5 June 2006. Welcome, everybody, to the DivaCast. We are so excited to be embracing our listeners and to be enticing you. And tonight, I just wanted to hash out a little bit of, I have some issues.
Do y'all want to hear this?
I think I just want to publicly, like, hash them out. But one of them is aging gracefully. I have a real issue with this. Okay, I just want to tell you what happened to me, okay?
Okay.
I was out in San Francisco last week, and we had a great, great, great time. But listen to this. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. So we were at this restaurant. It was kind of late, and it was my husband and me and our 10-year-old son. So we're there, and we finally get, you know, it was like standing room only, and we're waiting to get a seat at the, you know, blah, 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 in the restaurant. We finally sit down, and one of the waiters came over to me, and he goes, "You are so attractive." And he said, "The other waiters and I were talking about really how hot you are." And he said,
"Okay,
yes."
In front of your husband?
Yes.
Not that you're not attractive, I believe that part. Trust me.
No, no. But listen to this, boys. This is the clincher. And then he goes, "We were just saying how hot you must have been a while when you were younger." He meant it as a compliment, but I was like hanging on to every word he said at first. And then I was like, "Excuse me?" He's like, "Yeah, we just think you must have been really hot." And I said, "You know what?
I was hot. Let me tell you."
Did you have a picture of me with the,
tell him, Suzanne.
Picture with the Air Force outfit.
Oh my gosh. So it just made me think about, wow. Here this like kid in his 20s. Okay, so, you know, I'm over 40. And you
okay, Amy, let it out, girl. Let it out.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And so I thought, well,
you're so much hotter than my mom.
I was like, you little impudent
I
little.
I can teach you something.
I can teach you about sexuality, honey. I was really insulted.
That's interesting.
I know.
I just don't know how I would handle that.
I know. So it's just,
is
you
he
know,
still alive?
Well, thank God I had a few cocktails to calm me down before he said this to me.
What did you say?
I said, "Thanks, I think, but let me just tell you something. I used to be really hot." And he goes, no, I can tell. But he meant that I used to be really hot. So
sorry.
It's okay.
What did your husband say? Anything?
I think he was just kind of quiet, like, "Shocked. Oh my God, I can't believe you just said that to my wife." But here I was thinking that I was looking really good. That you know how when your hair comes out and your makeup comes out and you got a hot outfit on,
it's all good.
Yeah, and it's, you think, "Oh damn, you think I got it going on. This is all coming together." And then, like, you know, yeah, it's like God humbles you. It's like God sends an angel to burst your bubble. So it just made me think about, oh my gosh, what is that in aging gracefully in our culture and blah, blah, blah. So, so I had some real energy around that. So
when we were in Hilton Head, we were dancing. There's a place that we go to and we always dance. They have a live band and it doesn't matter. A lot of times it's like, the old golf guys and older women, but it's
the old golf.
Oh, the bands are awesome.
The men playing golf, you mean?
Yeah, the golf guys that come down. Okay. They come down for the weekend. But it was so funny because we were out dancing and we came in and went to the bathroom. And this girl comes up to us. She's in her early 20s. And she said to my friend, she said, "You," because the DJ was sort of picking my friend out and saying, "Get up and dance," and yada, yada. And she's like, "You just look so good for your age. You just look so good out there." And And it was just, it was so funny because we remembered being those 23-year-old girls yes. and saying to a woman that was like probably in her early 30s, it's just so awesome that you're out here dancing with us at your age, and it's just so neat to see. And here we were in our early 40s going, oh my gosh, we're that person, you know? And
yeah, yeah.
And so the girl felt like the same kind of thing, like she was insulting us, but I was like, I know what you're talking about, but let me tell you something. It's, you're going to be right here in our shoes before you know it. You know, mm-hmm. time flies. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. So what? But what? But it's so hard. This whole aging gracefully thing. It's painful. Well, and there's it's not graceful.
Well, and there's so much pressure because all the people on television look alike. No, they look like. They've had many, many plastic surgeries, and some of them have, and they look
damn good.
Yes.
They look 20.
They look really good, and I want to look like
they
them.
Look taken care of. They go to, and they have their facials done.
Yes,
and they
you're
have
right.
their, they work out at the gym.
They have their personal trainer.
They have their personal trainer, I mean, their makeup artist, their hairdresser.
It's their livelihood.
It's just
that's
not
their career.
A good role model for us.
No, but
for
they
me
look
personally,
good.
I'm not liking them. I'm not.
You're feeling a little inferior.
Yes, it's really not very fair.
It's not an accurate representation of a woman over 40. That's not real.
No, you're right.
Not real. I mean,
I want more real women on TV. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oprah's
like
real.
Jen
Rivers.
Real.
Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh.
She's been in a plastic surgery workshop for years.
I know, but you know what? You know what I like about her is she just comes out and says it. Yeah. God bless her for that.
Well, she has to. My God, she's starting to look younger than her daughter. She is. I mean, really.
I know, but I love her that she just comes out and makes jokes about herself and laughs at the whole thing. I just think, God bless her, you know? She's so real about it.
Did y'all see Liz Taylor on television?
No, but I saw a photo of her on Larry King.
What's going on with her? Because I saw her face on the news, but I didn't hear the sound.
Did she look hard?
What's up with her? Why was she even on there, Sharon?
Okay, because there was some tabloid or something that said she had Alzheimer's.
Oh
yeah.
So she was on. So she went on there, and she looked like a hussy.
Well, there now. But see, you're saying that you want to listen. You're sitting here out of one side of your mouth saying you want to see older people on TV, and there you got one. And
I
now
want
you're,
classy good. Older people.
No trailer trash.
Classy old people. No, she just looked. She just came across really rough.
Well, she's an odd, weird person. I mean, yeah, she has issues
with Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay.
So, bless his heart.
Yeah. Oh, no, see, they don't age gracefully, do they? They just like do the surgery. She's had a lot of surgery. Is that true?
I'm sure
or not?
She has, but she came across just really.
She's got some cognitive issues.
Okay, so then here we are, all of us over 40. Okay, but mind you, for our listening audience, we look good. But we're still over 40.
Well, I had a little bit of an identity crisis lately. I wanted to get my hair closer to its natural blonde color, which is much darker than what I've been sporting in the last few years. And I went into the hairdresser and I was telling her, I told her last time I wanted to get it darker, and she just really didn't think I would be happy. And I kind of stood my ground and had her do it and made it darker. And she said, you're going to freak out when you look at yourself. I mean, I didn't realize how much, I'm just thinking about what you're saying and aging gracefully and how we identify, you know, I mean, our looks are a big part.
Huge.
It's, I mean, and you hate to admit it, but it's like,
but it's true.
When I looked in that mirror and my hair was brown, I was like, oh my God, I'm not a blonde. And I just realized how,
did you
change it? Now, wait, let me just bring you back here. My hair right now is blonde. That's why Amy's looking. What happened
it's
was
not
she brought
brown.
Okay, the process was she brought it down to my natural color and then she highlighted, and what happened was I was at the beach in Hilton Head, and then I went to the beach in North Carolina, then I was on a boat, and
so
it all
bleached out.
It came out later. It's a lot.
See, you were born
deeper,
to be blonde.
It's deeper than if I would have had my other color, it would be really like platinum right now.
Which I'd love.
I know. I'm just telling you though, I walked out of there and I had all these thoughts going through my head, and it's embarrassing to admit how shallow that probably is, but I was like, I'm not going to be blonde. I'm not going to walk into a room and be blonde anymore. I mean, it was like...
I know. Isn't that weird?
And nobody can understand that except another blonde. I'm sorry, but no one can unless you're a blonde. Suzanne, do you understand me?
I do. Oh my God, I do.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's a very superficial thing.
Well, I went to my hairdresser. Okay. And it was like, grew my hair out. And part of the reason was because my husband, I mean, never says anything about how I look except complimentary. And he, at one point in time, he said to me, because I was getting my hair cut shorter and shorter. And he goes, if you want to look younger, you need to grow your hair out. And I was just like, oh my gosh.
Did I say I wanted to look younger?
And that's it was very just, profound.
And it was like, for him to say that to me, I was like, oh man, you know, I was kind of,
I want to ask your husband what I dated.
And so I started growing my hair out and he's just like, he's loving it. Well, it got so long and like it drew my face down more and more and more. And finally it was like, I want bangs.
You look better with layers.
And so I went to my hairdresser and I'm like, I want bangs. I got this magazine. I'm like, I want bangs like this. She goes, oh, too short. What about like this? And I was like, longer bangs, long story short. She cut them to the way that I wanted them. And it's like,
you like
They look good. So much better. I mean, not right now because I haven't done my hair
but
today,
you still look adorable.
I mean, you know. So
it does.
Got bangs, yeah. Man. Yeah. Bangs are good. That's how I'm dealing with aging.
Bangs
are good.
Thanks for coming up back. The wrinkles on the forehead. Bangs are good.
Yes. No Botox, but bangs.
A lot cheaper.
Choose bangs over Botox.
Botox is a scary thing to me.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I've seen people that have done it, and I'm sure people have done it that I don't even know, and they look fine, and I don't know it, but it's a scary thing putting poison into your body, and I don't know. It just scares me.
Botox in a lot of different cracks and crevices of your body for
you
different
can?
Things.
Oh, yeah. Like what? Like what?
Your vocal cords for spastic dysphonia. That's another topic.
That's true.
And for facial tics. Like if somebody has like a facial tic,
right.
they'll Botox that. Them. So, I mean, it does have
it's
other
ways. Medicinal.
But it's paralysis. Let's talk about that.
It's true.
You know, you're paralyzing those body parts.
I know, but okay. So that is an example of where like you're not aging gracefully.
Okay, let's talk about weight gain.
Oh.
I know.
You got
50%
me.
50% of the divas have that problem. The other 50 are skinny still.
What the heck is she talking about?
I don't know.
Are you from Canada?
About.
I have noticed in the last...
Okay, Sharon, no offense, but if I were someone, and I'm hoping you're not speaking about me, but if you were 50% of us, I'd be like, who the hell is she including in the other 25?
Point to me!
I know. I'm like, excuse me?
Because look at them. They're so skinny.
We are not.
No. You have a warped sense of yourself. We need to
have Besides that, we're hot.
We're very hot.
Suzanne, you need to do some therapy on that girl. Sign her up.
Yeah, but
I can't. I'm having ill feelings towards her.
In the last 2 or 3 years, I just do not lose weight.
You know what I just learned?
What?
That women over 40, their metabolism slows down 25%. I just heard that from a doctor.
So 25%. We're gonna gain 25%.
Wait, do you mean I don't get that?
Metabolism slows down 20%.
I know, but you hit the July 23rd, all of a sudden 25% of my metabolism tanked?
No. I don't think that's being too concrete.
The 24th.
But about.
Because, the 23rd, it was the
24th. Oh, thank you, sweetie.
It starts, they say on average, women gain 10 pounds every 10 years once they hit past 30.
Yeah, but how do they even, I don't know how
that's
they
on
measure
average,
that.
That's on average.
But I mean, that's just based on medical records probably.
Yeah. But so I'm saying it could be not measure. Necessarily age. It could be you slow down. You know what I mean?
Everything
slows down and droops down. And
just down.
It does. I heard Maya Angelou say that her breasts were having a race to which one could reach her waist first.
Yeah, I love her.
That's good.
Oh, and I love that. I thought that was
And she's happy. She's. Doesn't mind.
She's a grounded chick.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's your perspective, and my husband tells me he still loves me, but you know what? I take offense on that.
You're offended?
Well,
that your husband loves you?
Well, he acknowledges in lieu of the natural aging process. So it's like, you know, I bet you used to be hot. Kind of
thing. He knows you used to be hot and still loves you anyway.
I can see beyond the physical aspects.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But, you know, and then he reminds me he's fat and bald too. So, well, too, but you know what I mean. I'm not bald.
She's not fat.
Either.
She's not fat.
Okay, either. You know what? This is so funny. My husband, when we used to make love, my husband
make
hoochie coochie. My husband would tell me that he would caress my body and tell me I was built for speed. And now, I'm built for comfort.
I thought you were going to say you're a hovercraft.
Now I'm like a Cadillac. I've got cushioned seats.
Lie. He did not say that.
No, he did used to tell me I'm built for speed. And now when we have hoochie coochie, I say, no, now I'm a comfort ride.
She said that.
Low rider.
I read this article. I'm going to let her go because she's not saying it.
Go ahead.
I read this article.
You get the talking.
A guy, his name, I think it's Jake from Glamour. Remember that guy? Did you ever read his articles?
Glamour? When was the last time you read Glamour?
I don't know. I was at the beach or somewhere.
Jake's
doctor's office?
And the article was on his sexual experience with a 20-year-old, a 30-year-old, and a 40-year-old. It was hysterical.
Oh.
Because he said with the 20-year-old, she was so... Meanwhile, she looked great, but she was so inhibited because she was so worried about looking great that she couldn't really get into it. The 30-year-old, God forgive me, I can't remember what it was. The 40-year-old was hysterical because he's like, this woman knew what she wanted. She put me where she wanted me. He said, I was like a human vibrator.
She was like, not afraid to say, touch this, do that. I was like,
see, I think that's the way I feel now. It's like, I don't
worry
so much about.
Me too. That's so much better.
Yeah.
It is. Don't you feel like sex is so much better over 40?
Yeah, it is.
I do because I'm just... That's so true. That just was my experience. You know, at 20, I'm worried like, oh, is anything jiggling? Is anything? Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
And now you're like, okay, you know what? That doesn't work for me. No.
I'm like, okay, come on. Let's get it on. Do it here. Do it like, you know, now I'm very able to say what I need and what I want.
And if I'm here, I'm going to get something out of it.
Yeah, I ain't doing this for nothing. Ain't no free rides.
Well, there's some free rides. Are there not, Sharon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That goes with your other...
Yes. There are some free rides.
And Suzanne, you know there are.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it all comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It does. Maybe do this on
the other
free ride.
She's really playing with that talking stick.
Don't you think sex is better over 40, though?
Yes, yes.
Don't
yes.
you think you're more comfortable in your skin yes. and who you are? You're less
yes.
inhibited?
Yes. All those things. I wish my skin was tight.
I wish I didn't have a wiggle in my jiggle.
But other than that, it's very lovely.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily always want to do it with the lights on now anymore.
No, I don't want lights
like,
on.
Let's can we turn the lights
lower.
Out?
Yeah. More lighting.
That's
lighting.
Interesting because I turned the lights back on this past weekend.
Really?
Because.
Why?
Not to look at my body or his body, just to look at his face. Because when it was dark, it just seemed more intimate for some reason.
Oh, I think that's very intimate. To look at your lover's face?
Yes.
Then he can't be whoever you are.
I don't get it.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the truth. That's what we're getting to it now.
Then the fantasy's blown.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Now okay, that's how
that
you
was
age gracefully because you're pretending
your desire.
Your imagination is so much richer.
Your imaginary playground. You have more playmates.
You had an imaginary friend as a child.
You have an imaginary sex partner.
Hey, it's better than going out there and finding them. You got the one.
It is. You can just imagine.
What's yours? What's your sexual partner fantasy?
Ooh. Oh, you know what? My husband and I always kid around. He's like, who do you want me to be tonight?
I you have outfits. Do you have like a maid outfit somewhere?
We've been spying.
And that's it.
You have a maid outfit?
You have one and that's it?
Because she's submissive. You have a wig?
I do. I have a cute little French maid. I don't
you
wear
do?
It.
Oh, that probably works for him.
Oh, it's too tight.
Oh, oh man. Suzanne's going to pee her pants.
And this is a brand new skirt.
Now, that's another aging ungraceful.
The incontinence.
Okay, I don't want to talk about that.
No.
I'm not talking about that. I'd rather talk about
it. Do you remember in Santa Barbara how hysterical that was?
Oh, tell us that story.
Okay, okay.
Tell us that story.
Oh, the story was just that I spent the day. Suzanne got a convertible, and she was in class all day.
For your 40th.
She was wonderful. And I took the convertible to Santa Barbara and walked up and down and shopped. Well, I had her Teva sandals on, walked all the way down to the pier. The sandals broke, and so I'm flip-flopping through the town, so I had to buy her new, like, $80 pair of sandals, you know?
Oh, by the way, I wore them all last week. They were
those.
So comfortable.
So I'm at the wharf. I evidently left my cell phone all the way down to the wharf, walk all the way back.
But wait.
No, the point of my story was that she said, because we were talking about the boy, so Suzanne is trying to find me, because she thinks I'm going to show up at her class and be all into it. And I'm like, I'm shopping. I'm going to have dinner by myself, glass of wine. She tries to call me. And I'm off by myself and, hello? A boy answers the phone.
Oh, wait. But what? Before that, remember I had a break in my class and I called you. And so you had your cell phone at that point. You go, Suzanne, are you worried about me? I'm fine. I can't believe you keep calling me.
Checking up on me.
Yeah.
Like, stop checking up on me. I'm fine. And then the next thing she knows, a boy's answering the phone. And it's like.
So I call again later.
You're looking for Carrie? Just a minute.
And I'm like, oh my God, we've only been in Santa Barbara 24
she's
hours
in bed with
and
a 25-year-old.
I'm like, oh, she's experiencing her sexuality.
So
I thought,
funny.
Okay, what happens in Santa Barbara stays in Santa Barbara. I won't tell her husband and children. I'll keep it secret.
Would you call me on the carpet if I went and had an affair in Santa Barbara? Would you just go, okay, that's all right? Or would you say, you know, I don't really know if that's a good idea.
I would say I don't know that that's in your best interest and in the best interest. But I really would be, I'm pretty non-judgmental. I'm like, that is your, it's your life. It's not for me
no,
to.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? I am very live and let live.
I think I'd be in your face.
I don't know if that's always such the friend thing to do, though. Because
to be in the face or to live and let live?
I mean, I understand not being judgmental, but. You know, I think
I didn't
holding,
say I wouldn't talk about
sort
it.
Sort of holding me accountable because
I would
like,
say, well, I would say, you know, Carrie, what are you doing? What are you thinking? Do you realize what's at stake here? Blah, blah, blah. But, you know, but maybe.
Be good. Go, girl! Yeah!
I mean, what was he good? What's he look like? Did you have to wear a costume?
That's 20.
Okay, so that was so funny when I called you.
It would depend on whether he was 20 or 40.
Why?
If he was 20, maybe it'd be okay.
Why?
Because it's a one-night thing, she's thinking.
Just
wouldn't
because
be
you
a...
train them up, do it right, and, you know, be done with it.
You got a lot of energy at 20.
Train them up, do it right. What? What? Are you talking about a one-time thing?
Yeah, just not an affair. It would be just a...
Oh, it wouldn't be an affair.
What would you call it?
It would just be a one-night stand.
What do you call it? A training class?
Love them and lose them.
Training.
Yeah, a training
just
class.
Teaching them something, you know.
Teach them a few tricks.
Uh-huh. I'm teasing, kind of.
Okay, so we know who Amy's fantasy partner is.
No, you do not.
A 20-year-old.
Well, we do, but I won't say.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Who?
I'm not saying. I will not break a confidence.
Oh, that's not fair. You shouldn't have never even said that you know that kind of information.
Nanny poo-poo. I know something you
I'm
don't.
Not telling you who mine is, then.
Okay, so the guy answers the phone.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God. And then I have to get back to class.
Right away, she thinks I'm having, you know, hot sex.
Okay,
did
you
really?
So then you just, then you went.
No, I really didn't, but I did
okay,
wonder.
Okay, I have
I'm
a
thinking,
confession.
Yeah?
I really didn't leave my cell phone at the store.
Really?
No.
I know you did because then when I go, excuse me, who is this? He's like, oh, this is Tom. I'm like, Tom, who are you? Well, I just found this cell phone and I work at this store. So, I mean, he sounded like...
It does.
Yeah, he sounded like he was a 17-year-old virgin. So I knew you weren't having sex with him.
Okay.
She could have been training him well.
Oh, it could have been the next
step.
I'm still
safe. She thinks it's, you know...
So anyway, and then so I think, well, now I have no way to get a hold of Carrie because some guy has her cell phone. So, okay, so what happens? Deviated. Okay. Yeah.
So aging gracefully, I really wouldn't have an affair with a 20-year-old.
What about a 40-year-old?
No, I wouldn't do that either because that wouldn't make me feel young.
How about a 60-year-old?
That would make me feel young.
Okay, okay. Okay, so the waiter told me the other night that, you know, oh, I wonder what you look like when you were, we were all wondering what you look like when you were younger, okay? But then I did have a 60-year-old man the other night. No, I mean, he was
you
over.
You did have him?
No, I'm sorry. He was over for dinner. He was over at our house for dinner, and we were talking about something with my husband, and I said something about my family being judgmental about my weight, blah, blah, blah. And do you know what he said? He goes, I don't know what they're talking about. He's like, you are one sexy, sexy woman. And I'm like, oh, thank you. He's like, really? You? And then he was trying to be respectful that my husband was sitting there. So he didn't want to like go overboard. But I got his point. I thought.
Ooh. And you were grateful.
So if we hung around 60-year-old men,
yes.
We would. That's how you age gracefully.
But don't you guys remember being at that restaurant at Mama Lucia's?
Yeah.
And we were having that conversation about how we're old. I think Julie was saying, we're old.
In the waiting.
And I was saying, no, we're not, because I had just gotten back from Hilton Head and we had had some guys hitting on us or whatever. And the waiter, remember, gave us the bill, gave each one of us his card.
And said, what'd he say? Remember?
He said...
He would be willing
if you
to.
Need anything done around the house, anything at all,
any little
just
projects.
Give me a call. What was his name? Oh, that was awesome.
That was so
I still
great.
Have the card. Yeah.
What?
I still have the card.
You do? What was his name? It was
Jonathan? Or?
No.
Nathan.
Nathan! It was Nathan. How do you remember that?
All right.
So that helped us age gracefully because...
Because we got a little ego boost.
Yeah. Just give us a little ego boost once in a while. We'll be all right.
So where does the desire... But it's like this whole desire to be desired by both women and men.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's why we're good for each other.
That's why you need girlfriends. Every woman needs her own diva. Whoa, she needs her own diva group.
So long.
Bye.
Bye.
Make a change.